Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, your ultimate fight and flight fitness training program. Not sure about that slogan yet. We'll figure that out. Today's episode is I'm going for a little day walk today. I haven't done this for a little while, going for a walk. I think it's because it's been windy the last few times I've been trying to make episodes. And today I just felt like going for a walk. So you can hear the magpying away. They've stopped swooping me. I don't know if it's because of the direction that I run now or I never really, I've always been pretty conscious of the environment, but I never really thought about that specifically, that rice uses, out of all crops, rice uses like the most amount of water, according to her, right? And then also soy fields use a lot of water. So that was one thing. It's like there's a massive environmental impact. It's kind of like palm oil, right? They like everyone uses like palm oil is still heavily used these days, and it's a massive drain on the environment. I'm just trying to get the sun out of the way. It's a massive drain on the environment. Like I think I saw like Obama's National Parks documentary, which is friggin' awesome, by the way. Go watch that on Netflix. The National Park documentary by Obama. If you like documentaries, some of the film work on that is incredible. Like. It's like, how did they get the shot of, like, that, right? Like, because it's when David Attenborough, for example, you think that, like, Planet Earth has some good shots and stuff, but this is next level. Yeah. Anyway, because of the technology, I guess, from drones and stuff. So, sorry about that, son. What was I going with this? Yeah, so they said that, like, palm oil, like, I don't know what it was. It was like a hectare of forest is cleared every hour just to create more palm oil or something like that, which is a lot. It's a lot of forest. If you think every hour it is, I can't remember exactly. Maybe it was a 1 kilometer square every hour. It was something incredible that I was like, every hour, that's incredible. Yeah, so massive drain on the environment. So that's one reason. The next reason is for health, right? I guess brown rice is good, but white rice is like pretty terrible for you. And what generally anything white you should stay away, especially refined sugars. But if you're gonna eat rice, eat brown rice. Wild rice is like delicious. I'm staying with my mum while I'm in Australia, and she cooked up this big pot of wild rice, and I overate ridiculously because it was so nice. Love wild rice. Anyway, and like there's all these sorry about that. Yeah, I can't really do anything about this. Maybe I should just stop walking around. How about that? So soy also. There's all these things. I haven't read deeply into it again, but you've heard the things were about how it's not so good for. I can't remember what it's not good for, but there is something about eating too much soy that they haven't really proven yet. But it's one of those things, right? But it does have a lot of calcium. It does have I got a lot of stuff that if you don't eat meat, you can get it from like tofu and stuff. Yeah, but anyway, so their health's another reason. And I think another reason why I kind of eat a lot less of it is lifestyle, because I used to spend a lot of time in Asia, especially in the Philippines, and they eat rice like, I don't know, at least 3 times a day. They might even have it like up to 5 times a day. Like they'll eat rice for breakfast. And in Asia, that's pretty common, right, to eat rice for breakfast, and then lunch and then dinner, right? So I did, now that I've been spending a lot more time in like South America as opposed to Asia, they still eat rice in South America, but they've got a lot of other options, right? They've got like a lot of breads and a lot of they eat more corn, right? More maize and stuff like that. So then there's all that option where I don't have to eat rice. And tofu isn't really popular at all. They eat a lot more beans, which actually now I've started to like really prefer. I mean, you still can get tofu, but like people don't really eat tofu. In South America, it's not like in Asia where it's like you'll always the local restaurants will always have a tofu dish, right? In South America, the local restaurants it'll always be beans. You can always get beans and rice, which I think probably I'm not sure which would have more protein and stuff like that, but it's a good alternative. Yeah, and so things like if you're gonna do it for health, right? Like I said before, make sure you choose like white or brown rice instead of thing. And then I stopped drinking soy milk. I used to put soy milk in my shakes all the time, but now I switched to oat milk, which I think is better anyway, which I like better. Hi guys, just a quick little update. Sorry, it just cut out there. It's because the microphone on my phone just ran out of battery, and when that happens, no sound goes through. So I kept talking for about another couple of minutes, but it was just silence, and I didn't want to re-record the whole thing. But I was just going on to talk about substitute meats, but now I'll just make a whole nother podcast on that. So I've just re-recorded this so you don't feel like if you're listening to it or whatever that there's a problem with your device. It's because my device cut out. So what I might do from now on is just not use a microphone
Hopefully the acoustics aren't too bad, but it'll prevent that from happening again. So sorry about that. Don't forget to download the free app, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you again next time.